It began with predictions of an apocalypse, and it ended when those predictions came true. Led by charismatic speaker David Koresh, the Branch Davidians were an obscure religious group which had set up its own compound in Mount Carmel, Texas, several miles outside the nearest city of Waco. But the Davidians attracted the attention of federal agents when they spent nearly $200,000 on automatic weapons and hand grenades. When the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms attempted to serve a search warrant, the Davidians responded with gunfire, resulting in the deaths of 4 ATF agents and 6 compound members. A 51-day standoff followed, during which 37 members of the church left the compound as negotiations for David Koresh's surrender ground to a halt. On the morning of April 19, 1993, the ATF and FBI staged a surprise attack, hoping to flush out the remaining members of the compound with tear gas. The world watched as their plan turned into disaster.
Well, at around 5 minutes after 6 local time, one of the engineering tanks went up to the front of the Branch Davidian compound and punched a hole through the front of the building through the window, and then it backed up. It's been unusual that we've had any tanks moving around before the sun came up anyway, and within the past couple of minutes, heard 3 gunshots.
During the raid, simultaneous fires broke out in 3 locations within the compound, and systematic gunfire was heard coming from inside, leaving several agents with the impression that Davidians were killing themselves or each other.
I can't tell you the shock and the horror that all of us felt when we saw those flames coming out there. It was, oh my God, they're killing themselves. We did not want that to occur.
By the time the smoke had cleared, more than 80 men, women, and children had perished inside.
His desire, and I've stated it repeatedly, as much as I could without seeming overly dramatic, was that he wanted to have as many people killed in that compound as possible. That is why it was named the Ranch Apocalypse.
Looking at it now, I see smoke coming from what used to be the compound, but I cannot see any structure, any building still standing. The Branch Davidian compound that we have come to know and become so familiar with is gone.
No comparable event had ever been witnessed live on global television. To many Americans, the ATF attack on the Branch Davidians was a sad but inevitable consequence of the religious cult's own bizarre brand of religious and political militancy. But among like-minded fringe groups in the American heartland, the ATF raid became a literal call to arms, one which would set the stage for vengeful acts of homegrown terrorism.